I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Leading today's program, the British government has agreed to pay millions in compensation to some former prisoners at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay. At least a half dozen former detainees, all British citizens or residents, sued their government. They claim British intelligence agencies colluded in their alleged torture in detention. The British government denies the allegation, but it has decided to settle the case. The World's Jerry Hatton reports.
The British government had two choices, really, to reach a settlement with the former detainees or face a lengthy, public, and potentially embarrassing court battle. Today, in the House of Commons, Justice Secretary Kenneth Clark confirmed the settlement.
The alternative to any payments made would have been protracted and extremely expensive litigation in an uncertain legal environment in which the government could not be certain that it would be able to defend departments and the security and intelligence agencies without compromising national security.
That's because a British appeals court ruled that the government could not use classified documents to defend itself. Any such documents would have had to have been made public in a trial. British authorities, including the head of the country's spy agency, MI6, have been saying for weeks that Britain doesn't torture or condone torture or turn a blind eye to it. So why pay the compensation? John Walker is a former head of defense intelligence. He says the payout makes it seem as if British authorities were, in fact, complicit.
It certainly sounds as though it points that way, doesn't it? Which is very strange. Only a month after the head of MI6 stood up in public and assured the nation that we did not partake in torture. I think those two things are seemingly incompatible.
As part of the payment deal, the government does not admit guilt, and the six former detainees do not have to drop their allegations. Still, Peter Goldsmith, who was Attorney General in Tony Blair's government, says it was a smart move to pay.
I think the most important part about this settlement is it now clears the way for the public inquiry into these allegations of torture and complicity of torture, which has already been announced.
What remains to be seen is whether the payouts will have any impact on other Guantanamo-related litigation. Former detainee Mamdou Habib, an Australian, is suing his government for alleged collusion and torture. His lawyer is Clive Evatt.
If the British government is prepared to pay out a certain amount of money to their citizens who have exactly the same identical case as Mr. Habib, then I suppose one could point to that in assessing damages in Mr. Habib's case. It must be good for him psychologically to know that prisoners in a similar position to him, but from another country, Britain, have settled for what appears to be a substantial sum of money.
Defense lawyers aren't the only ones pleased with the British government's settlement. Analysts say there's also been crowing on jihadi websites. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton.